let the children come. Don't dare drive them away. In them the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Welcome to Children's Bible Journey, with stories and songs just for kids. We have a dramatized Bible story coming up, but let's get today's program started by singing praises to our awesome God.
Jesus sure makes your heart feel happy. We'll do some more singing in a few minutes. Now let's get back to our continuing Bible story from the Bible in Living Sound.
Adam. Adam.
Here, dear.
Adam. Hmm? Oh, Adam, I just had the most wonderful experience. I talked to a serpent.
A one-sided conversation.
No. He talked to me, too.
Well, Eve, what are you saying?
I talked to a serpent. He was in the branches of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. What? He was eating some of the fruit, and he spoke to me. And Adam, he didn't die. Think of it. He was eating the forbidden fruit, and he didn't die. He told me that... Adam, what's the matter? You look ill.
Eve, Eve, what have you done?
Nothing. I just ate some of the fruit, that's all.
Oh, Eve, don't you realize that that serpent is the adversary God warned us about?
Oh, Adam, he wasn't either. He was a serpent. He was a friend of God, not his enemy.
Yes, but he talked you into eating the fruit.
Oh, Adam, don't be so suspicious. The serpent told me the truth. We won't die if we eat the fruit. I've already eaten it and I'm not dead.
What?
In fact, Adam, I feel better than I did. I've entered into a higher phase of existence. Here, Adam, here's some of the fruit. You eat it too.
No, Eve, you've transgressed God's command. You'll die.
Die? Why, I have new life, new vitality, new happiness.
The deed is done now, Eve. You'll die, and I shall have to do without you. Oh, and I loved you so.
Oh, Adam, eat some of the fruit. Everything's going to be all right.
I do love God, and I'm grateful to him, and I want to be loyal to him, yet I'll lose you, and that I can't stand. You're part of me. I can't endure the thought of being separated from you. If you must die, I'll die with you. Give me that fruit.
Oh, Adam, now I know that you love me above all else. Mm. And I love you, Adam, more than ever before. Mm. Is it good?
Mm. Yes, it is good. I feel myself entering into a newer, well, better state.
That's exactly the way I felt. Wonderful, isn't it?
Yes.
I told you that's the way it would be, Adam. The serpent told me. He's our friend, Adam.
Maybe he is, but maybe he... No, he's the adversary we were warned about. We've sinned. We will die.
Nonsense.
We've transgressed God's command. We have sinned, Eve. We must pay the penalty. Death.
But we're not dead.
Eve, feel the air. It's become chilly and cold.
Yes. Adam, what is it?
God has withdrawn his presence. We're on the road to death.
Adam, I'm afraid.
Well, you should have thought of that before you ate the fruit.
Do something, Adam. Do something.
Do what? There's nothing we can do. We're paying the penalty.
You got me into this. Now get me out.
Oh, I got you into this.
Yes, you shouldn't have let me go off alone by myself.
Let you go? I didn't let you go. You just went off without even telling
me. You did so.
I didn't even know you were gone. Eve, look, the covering of light has left us. And it's all your fault.
My fault?
Yes, yours. If you had any sense, you would have stayed where you were told to, by my side.
You're yelling at me.
I'm yelling at you.
I hate you, Adam.
Oh, you hate me.
You're mean to me. I don't want anything more to do with you. I don't even want to see you.
You don't... Oh, Eve, we're quarreling.
Yes, you are quarreling, aren't you?
Who are you?
Ask Eve. She knows who I am, don't you, Eve?
Look, why don't you go away and leave us alone?
Leave you alone? Never. Not anymore. You are now my servant. I am your master.
Leave us alone. I command you, go away and leave us alone.
You command me. Let me tell you something, Adam. I am your master. When you ate of that fruit, you acknowledged my superiority, my sovereignty.
What?
Yes, by obeying me, you lost the dominion of this earth. I am now prince of this world. You will obey me.
Oh. Adam, I'm afraid.
Afraid, Eve, of me.
Oh, no need to be afraid of me. I am your friend.
In the name of the Creator, leave this garden.
Don't you ever mention his name to me. I hate him. He and I had a war in heaven. He won that war, but I shall win the next war. Someday I shall sit upon his throne, ruling the universe. Then shall all creation bow down and worship me.
In the name of God, I command you, leave this garden.
I'll go, Adam, but I'll be back. Many times.
It's no use to cry, dear. We've sinned and we must pay the price.
Adam, look at this flower.
Huh?
It's fading. It isn't pretty like it was.
Mm.
What's happened to it?
It's dying, Eve.
Is that what death is?
Mm-hmm.
Must we wither and die like this flower?
Yes. We must pay the penalty of sin.
Ha ha ha.
We'll continue the Bible story tomorrow. And if you would like to add these stories to listen to at home, you can call the Bible in Living Sound at 1-800-634-0234. That's 1-800-634-0234. Now here's some more music before we have to say goodbye.
As a deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. Oh, you alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee.
Shine, hide it under a bushel.
No,
I'm gonna let it shine. hide it under a bushel.
No,
I'm gonna let it shine. Every day I'll let my little light shine, shine, shine. Right in the corner where you are. Right in the corner where you are. Someone far from harbor you may guide across the bar. Right in the corner where.
Testing, testing. Okay, ready. Dear Diary, the teacher of my health class at school wants us to keep a record of what we do to stay healthy each day. So here goes. Today, I stood on the playground and breathed deeply 6 times, which some kids thought was kind of dumb because I was playing soccer at the time and my team was losing. What they didn't know was that breathing deeply helps relax you and makes you smarter. Breathing deeply fills your blood with oxygen, and that oxygen goes to your brain and muscles and makes them work better. Trust me, my team needed to work better right about then. So there I was, breathing deeply, when the ball comes flying out of the sky and hits me right on the head. That made me so embarrassed, I went over and kicked it as hard as I could. That ball flew down to the end of the field and bounced right into the net. Goal! Now, I'm not saying that breathing deeply will help your soccer game, but it will reduce your stress and make your organs healthier. My health teacher said it can even reduce your blood pressure, which I really needed at that time. You see, when I got embarrassed and kicked the ball, I kinda kicked it in the wrong direction, and it went right into my own net. Yep, that's right. I scored a goal for the other team. They were very happy and congratulated me. My team wasn't so thrilled. What did I learn today? Breathing deeply is good. But if a ball hits you on the head and makes you embarrassed, don't kick it.
God has given us everything we need to be healthy inside and out. During Creation Week, He established a health plan for every creature on earth. To learn more about healthy living and about the God who created us all, go to kidsbibleinfo.com. That's kidsbibleinfo.com. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
boys and girls. This is Ms. Kathy. I'm so happy you've joined me today for another story just for you. Chapter 7, Setting a Trap. The next morning, Dee Dee crept silently out of the cabin so she wouldn't wake her parents. Zach looked up at her with pleading eyes. "Okay, you can come too," Dee Dee whispered as she took the leash and hooked it securely on Zach's collar. At the horse corrals, Dee Dee climbed onto the fence and called softly, "Angel! Come here, Angel!" The Appaloosa horse raised its head and stared at Dee Dee. Then it nickered and walked over to her. "Hi, Angel," Dee Dee said, holding out her hand. Angel let Dee Dee pet her head and scratch her ears. "Hi!" Dee Dee froze when she heard the strange voice behind her. "Don't worry, it's just me, Eagle Feather." Dee Dee turned around and saw a boy her age with jet black hair and black eyes who looked a lot like Ruth. "I haven't seen you before," Dee Dee said. "How do I know I shouldn't be afraid?" The boy laughed and jumped up onto the fence too. "Because I wouldn't hurt a fly, that's why. I was with my mom yesterday. That's why I didn't come and say hi to you and your friends. What's your name?" "My name is Dee Dee Adams. I live in Mill Valley." Dee Dee narrowed her eyes like she had seen Shorty do the day before when he was puzzled about something. "Are you sure your name is Eagle Feather?" "Uh-huh," Eagle Feather said. "Are you Ruth's brother?" Eagle Feather nodded his head. "You met my sister, huh?" "Yeah, she came over to meet us when we got here." Dee Dee forced a smile. Could Eagle Feather be the kidnapper, she wondered. Ruth said he likes to sneak around quietly. Zach tugged on the leash. "Oh, I forgot to introduce Zach. He's my dog." "Hi, Zach," Eagle Feather said. He waved at Zach. "I wish I had a dog." "Do you have any pets?" "No, my mom says we can't afford any, and Dad lives in an apartment building that doesn't allow animals." Dee Dee hopped down. "Here, Zach, come and meet Eagle Feather." Zach wagged his tail as Eagle Feather jumped down and knelt on the ground. Zach walked right over and put his front paws up on Eagle Feather's knee and got his ears and head scratched. "Zach is usually scared of people he doesn't know," Dee Dee said, surprised that he went right to Eagle Feather, "but he seems to like you really well." Eagle Feather wrestled Zach to the ground, and Zach jumped back up, ready to play. Eagle Feather picked up a stick and tossed it. Zach ran after it. "What are those on your feet?" Dee Dee asked. Eagle Feather looked at his toes and then twisted his head to look at his heels. "What?" "The shoes you are wearing." "Oh, these are moccasins. They help me sneak around in the mountains because they're quieter than regular shoes." Dee Dee had an idea. "Can you sneak up close to animals?" "Sure can." Eagle Feather looked proud. "I do it all the time." Dee Dee tried not to act too suspicious. "I should go back to my cabin," she said when Zach returned with a stick. "Can I play with Zach?" Eagle Feather wanted to know. Dee Dee frowned. She didn't like it that Zach was so friendly with Eagle Feather. "What if Zach likes Eagle Feather better than me?" she wondered. Besides, she didn't want Zach to be out of her sight, especially after his repeated disappearances. Eagle Feather noticed Dee Dee's expression. "That's okay," he quickly added. "I have to go home and wash the breakfast dishes anyway. It's my turn." Dee Dee knew she had made Eagle Feather feel bad, and she tried to make up for it by coming up with another idea. "I'm going back to my cabin," she said. "Do you want to come and meet my friends?" Eagle Feather hunched his shoulders and shook his head. "Maybe later," he replied. Then he stuffed his hands in his pockets and shuffled down the trail toward Wild Horse Mountain Lodge. "I feel really rotten," Dee Dee said when she got back to the cabins. Chris and Maria were rummaging around in their van. Chris poked his head out of the van. "Where did you go, and why do you feel rotten?" Dee Dee told them about meeting Eagle Feather and how she didn't want him to play with Zach. "Now I feel rotten because I don't think he has any friends," she said. Maria hopped out of the van. "I found it," she held up a Polaroid camera. "It was under the seat." "Great," Chris exclaimed. "I told you I grabbed it before we left home." Maria looked at Dee Dee. "Why don't you think he has any friends?" Dee Dee sat down on her cabin steps. "Well, I was thinking on the way back from the corrals that in a few days we will all be going home. Probably all the kids who come here for vacation have to leave after a few days. He probably doesn't even want to try to make friends because they'll just go away." "That's probably true," Chris agreed. "May I see the camera, Maria?" Dee Dee asked. Maria handed Dee Dee the camera. "Do you want to take a picture?" Dee Dee was concentrating hard. "I think I might have an idea how we can solve the mystery of who keeps trying to kidnap Zach." Sammy appeared in his cowboy hat and cowboy boots. Did I hear someone say mystery? Are we going to solve another mystery? Willie echoed, rolling up in his wheelchair with Coco on his lap. Maria waved for Jenny to hurry up and join them. Come on, Jenny, we've got a mystery to solve. The shoebox kids huddled closely around Dee Dee as she explained her plan. I've got a question, Chris said when Dee Dee was through. What are we going to use for bait? Everyone looked at Dee Dee. Willie spoke up. Or more precisely, who are we going to use for bait?
The story you have heard today is a chapter of The Shoebox Kids, Book 10, Adventure on Wild Horse Mountain, written by Eric Stoffel, edited and created by Jerry D. Thomas, and used with permission from the Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you're interested in any other books published by the Seventh-day Adventist Church, please visit AdventistBookCenter.com or call 1-800-765-6955.
This podcast is a production of the Carolina Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Let the children come. Don't dare drive them away. And then the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Children's Bible Journey was brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio and is a production of Life Talk Radio at lifetalk.net.